Spain has called for international sanctions against Israel as the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza worsens, with famine looming and aid deliveries severely restricted amid ongoing Israeli bombardments. The appeal came ahead of a high-level meeting in Madrid on Sunday involving 20 countries and key international organizations. The talks, the fifth official gathering of the so-called Madrid Group, are being held as part of growing international efforts to halt the war and pave the way toward a two-state solution. Participating nations include both European and Arab states, alongside representatives from the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Speaking ahead of the summit, Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel Albares said the international community must act decisively to stop the conflict and ensure the flow of humanitarian aid into the besieged enclave. In this terrible moment, in this humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, we aim to stop this war and break the blockade of humanitarian assistance, Albares told Al Jazeera, warning that sanctions must now be considered. We must do everything, consider everything to stop this war. The meeting comes amid mounting pressure on Israel, including from European Union countries once seen as close allies. The EU this week announced it would review its cooperation agreement with Israel, citing the dire situation in Gaza. Gaza's humanitarian crisis has been intensified by a nearly three-month aid blockade. Though Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recently announced plans to allow limited aid into Gaza, the United Nations has described current deliveries, roughly 100 trucks since Wednesday, as vastly insufficient. Aid agencies say 500 to 600 trucks a day are required to meet the basic needs of the population. Some humanitarian organizations have dismissed Netanyahu's announcement as a smokescreen, accusing Israel of maintaining tight restrictions that have led to severe shortages of food, water, fuel, and medical supplies. Israel's military campaign, launched in response to Hamas's October 7 attack in 2023, has devastated the Gaza Strip. According to the health ministry in Gaza, nearly 54,000 people, mostly women and children, have been killed since the conflict began. Germany's Deputy Foreign Minister Florian Hahn, speaking in Madrid, echoed calls for an immediate ceasefire. The situation is unbearable, he said, adding that ending the war and establishing a diplomatic path forward is now a key priority of German foreign policy. Eyes on two-state solution. Sunday's Madrid talks are also aimed at building momentum ahead of a UN-hosted conference on the two-state solution, scheduled for June 17 in New York. France and Saudi Arabia will co-host that event, which is expected to focus on broader international recognition of a Palestinian state. We want to create momentum ahead of the UN conference so that everyone can recognize Palestine as an independent state,